after seeing that pastime. Swamini, that is Srimati Radhika, done any ishara, hint, give them any hint and call Manjaris. They went there inside and said to Krishna and Radhika both. Krishna told, bring kumkum, chandan, and all utensils, and Radhika told Krishna that decorate me. So with kamba, Krishna took from lavang manjari that kamba and began to do very softly. Then he met chotis, three in one. Understanding?
Braiding the hair.
Three. Here, bind up and get flowers. Decorated very beautifully. He told Rup Manjari, bring Anjan. Anjan, you know?
Like Kajal.
She took, gave Krishna, took it and gave Kajal. And other manjari he called also. Rati manjari he called also. They supplied everything. And Krishna fully decorated Srimati Radhika. In the meantime, only there were manjaris, not others. Srimati Radhika remembered Lalita Vishakha, where they are. They are not here. So living Krishna with some manjari, she went out and saw Lalita Vishakha and all other sakhis. Parampraishta sakhi are Yanarma sakhis. And she sat down in the middle of all the sakhis and began to describe what happened with Krishna. Krishna was not feeling better there alone. But Srimati Radhika was very pleasant with all sakhis, leaving Krishna there. This was also one kind of pastime to please Krishna. A program not for Vartaman, not for present, but for future. She is making program to Krishna, for Krishna. After some time, Krishna could not live alone. She was searching them where they have gone. And at last, he also came there. All sakhi were laughing, making joke with Krishna. Anyhow, some sakhi took Krishna and she arranged to sit Krishna in the feet of Srimati Radhika. Not left there. Krishna became very much pleased. At last, she ordered Radhika, all these sakhi, to please Krishna and to dance and with joke to Krishna. So all sakhi with so many various types of instruments, mridanga khol, dampha, and so many things, they began to dance. There, this part was so fine, but patla, thin. At the dancing, Krishna appreciated them as if it will break, and so quickly, so fastly, so beautifully they were dancing and doing kirtan. Krishna was telling, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Srimati Radhika became some tired, and she sat out of that range anywhere. She saw that, oh, my mekhala is not here. In the haste, she has left it in that kunj, Vilas kunj. And this mekhala was so much dear to Krishna. He always wants to play with this mekhala, tightened in the kamar,
west
of Srimati Radhika. Srimati Radhika, as if all Sakhival knew that he has forgotten his mekhala there, then they will cut joke to me. So, silently, by eyes, she called Tulsi Manjari, that is Rati Manjari, and told that no any other will hear that I have forgotten my that mekhala, pranayi mekhala there. So silently, so that anyone cannot know, go and take it here. Rup Manjari always watches every moment of Srimati Radhika. She told nothing to anyone, but knew the fact. And she was silent. So Sri Manjari told other Manjaris, I'm going to bring some flowers and coming very soon. And telling, she took a basket and went there. And very skillfully, all were dancing and doing something. So she went there and brought that mekhala. And very skillfully, she sat near Srimati Radhika, so that anyone cannot see, and met bare in the to Radhika. She was very much pleased, Srimati Radhika, for you have done so, that even Krishna and even Lalita Vishakha has not seen this fact. If they have seen this fact, they certainly cut jokes, so many jokes, and I will have to assent. So, you have done very good for me. And then Srimati Radhika at once joined and began to dance and Krishna. When this Leela was over, when Rati Manjari, that is Tulsi Manjari, met with Rup Manjari, Rup Manjari is telling this sloka. And Raghunath Das Goswami has quoted this as a Ashirvad, Ashirvad, blessing of Rup Goswami, that is his Shikshaguru. Shikshaguru means Sakhi Guru. As it is, not changing a single word or single letter, like Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has done. So, as we do prayer to Krishna, He Krishna Karuna Sindho, Deena Bandho Jagat, Gopesh Gopika Kanta, Aradha Kanta Namaste. This is look or not ours, or acharya, any acharya, but you is that we are telling this, or any spouse to thee. So, as a blessing upon him, he is keeping one flower, that is third flower, in his garland for the Radhika. His gurus, guru means his sakhis, whose blessing is upon Sri Rati Manjari, and very near and dear to her. So, as it is, he keeps his wordings here. So Rati Manjari has come in this, because Rati Manjari cannot write her name in this sloka. So why this Rati Manjari has come in the prayer of Rati Manjari is all. So both meanings are clear. Now fourth sloka. Prabhurapi Jadunandano Jai Esa Priya Jadunandano Unnata Prabhavaha Swayam Atula Kripam Mritabhisekam Mama Kritavam Stamaham Gurum Prapadde. I have told you that up to three strokes were from Siddha Sarup. Now he has come in Gyan, in sense. But we should know that Rupa Goswami are Raghunath Das Goswami, two bodies are of not like us. In one he is Parishad of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and in other he is Parishad of Srimati Radhika and Krishna Chandra, jugal, conjugal. The two avesh are there. Avesh?
Dress.
That is?
Substance.
Abhiman. That is?
Substance.
I am Rup Manjari. What is this?
Identity. Ego.
And in Raghunath Goswami, a servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Both are good things. In our, if we have Siddha Deva, it is good, that always. But now I am Narayan Maharaj, Tamal Krishna Swami, or others. These abhiman are not correct. But for Raghunath Das Goswami, both are correct, to extreme. Raghunath Das Goswami has directly achieved so much love from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that it is not less that in Sarupa she is Rati Manjari. Both these abhimans means thinking,
conception
are too good. That in koti janma and birth, we will have her not. So now at that time he was in Krishna Lila Parikar. Now he is thinking Mahaprabhu Lila. And how he got the blessings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The persons who are giving him help are of so importance, and he is very debted, obliged to persons who have helped them to go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet. The first person was Jadunandan Acharya, by whom help he has went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he received the love of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he is in outer sense, yet he is telling this thing. So it is not less important for us, it may be of less importance, but for him, for us also, this thing is very great importance. How we should have behavior and service to our Diksha Guru and Siksha Guru who are helping us, also for Vaidhi Bhakti. Because without Vaidhi Bhakti, we cannot have Raganuga Bhakti. Because we are not so of past sanskar. So we will have to pass through Vaidhi Bhakti. We will have to go Guru. And we have to hear all these things. Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Who is Krishna? Who is Radhika? Who is Gadadhar Pandit? What is Navadvip Dham? What is Vrindavan Dham? We can hear only from our Gurudev. If your Gurudev has no mercy upon, perhaps you were in Khadi war. Anyhow. Understanding? Khadi, you know, understand? Where war is going on? Perhaps. Not here. He. And have tests for all these. So, Prabhurapi, we should know first wordings. Prabhurapi, Jadunandano, ja esa priya Jadunandana unnata prabhava. Jadunandanaha, that is Nandanandanaha. Jadu means Jadunandan.
Yanukotra, the son of the Yadu dynasty. name of Krishna.
How? Jadunandan has two meanings. Nanda Baba Yasul Jadu Jado. And Krishna father, that is Vasudeva. Sursen has two sons. Sursen now. Devamir. One king of Jadu dynasty. His name was Ajamir. Devamir. He has two sons, Parjanna and Sursen. Parjanna was son of his Gopi wife, Vaishya, that is Gopi. And other was Chhatrani, by that Sursen has birth. From Sursen came Vasudev, and from Parjanna came Nanda Baba. So all are Jadu. Jadunandano means here not Vasudeva Putra, because our Aradha Devi is a Nandanandan. So here Jadu means Nanda Baba. In Bhagavad Tika, our Goswami is Sanatan Goswami, Jiva Goswami, especially Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has cleared all these things. Where there is Devaki Putra, they have cleared that Jasoda has one of her name, Devaki. So Devaki's son means Jasodana. So here Jadunandano, Prabhu Rafi, his Prabhu. There are two kinds of Prabhu, Ashraya Prabhu and Vishaya Prabhu. Krishna is Vishaya Prabhu and Gurudev is Vishaya, Ashraya Prabhu. Understanding? Gurudev is Ashraya Prabhu. So, Api means there are two Prabhus. Jadunandano, mane Nandanandan, Krishna is also Prabhu. And one Prabhu is Krishna Priya. Priya means dear. Krishna dear is also Jadunandan.
Dear to Krishna.
So much dear to Krishna. His all activities are to please Krishna and to serve Krishna. So he is very much dear to that Jadunandan, this Jadunandan. That Jadunandan is Vishaya and this is Ashraya. Unnata Prabhavaha. His activities are so high that general person cannot catch internally or outwardly his all activities. It is very high. It has written in also Chaitanya Charitamrita. Devera Shakti nahi, Vaishnava chinite nahi Devera Shakti. Gods cannot catch who are Vaishnava. What are the activities of Vaishnava? Sometimes it seems they are not Vaishnava. Krishna is not God. When he is telling lie, when he is taking mitti and other things. So Vaishnava activities sometimes become very, very hard to understand. So gods cannot understand the activities of. So Jadunandan activities like a grihastha, that he is grihastha, householder. He is not Krishna Bhakta. But he has only come to Prakash Raghunath Das Goswami. Prakash means to manifest Raghunath Das Goswami. He has So he all activities from childhood, he loved so much Raghunath Das Goswami, that being a guru who takes in his lap Raghunath Das Goswami and tell Krishna, Hare Krishna, Radha Krishna, always, and tells him so many Siddhant facts, Vaishnava Siddhant, in playing and in loving Raghunath Das Goswami, is giving all siksha. Siksha means
teachings.
But as if in he's in play and gives him every kinds of Siddhanta. So he's Unnat Prabhava. He has a friend like Haridas Thakur. When Haridas Thakur visited that place, he surely went to Jagannandan Acharya. And when there was a quarrel in Raghunath father's Gosabha, Gopal Chakravarti, he took in favor of Haridas Thakur. And he told Raghunath's father and father's brother that there will be so much misery on your part that you are doing nothing. Then he told that Chakravarti, go out of my this palace and don't never come to be here. At last he has his last nose and everything, and he suffered so much. So Jadunandan Unnata Prabhava, he was trying, here it is given something that a person having no guru serving and respect for their gurus, they cannot enter in Bhakti Raj. The backbone of Bhakti is Guru Seva. And that Guru Seva, Vishrambha Guru Seva, Vishrambha like son, or more than a son, like a friend, bosom friend, is Sati Sudvi. He has told that Sri Guru Charane Rati, Sei Se Uttama Gati, Je Prasade Pure Sarva Asha. And that Kirtan by Narottam Thakur. So, Narottam Thakur is telling that a Rati for Krishna and Radhika cannot come if we have not served our Gurudevs. So, one thing, he is also telling in Bhakti Sandarbha. I have seen in Bhakti Antehavinatha that Guru Seva is not a very easy thing. One has to give up his own every kind of freedom for the service of Gurudev. We have another mood and Guru has ordered any other thing. We'll have to change our mood. And it is sometimes becomes so hard to change our mood. If one can change, he is surely a Guru. He has also told that we have so much anartha, and anartha gives badha, obstruction in our freely Krishna serving or Mahaprabhu serving. Like the devotees of Dandakaranya,
आप दी राजकुमारी,
राजकुमारी
प्रिंसेस ऑफ
जनकपुरी,
दैट विल टू सर्व राम एंड गोपाल कृष्ण एंड माई हार्ड प्रैक्टिसेस इन सेवरल थाउजेंड ईयर्स एट लीस्ट बाई योग माया मर्सी दे हैव बर्थ इन ओम्ब ऑफ गोपी दे लिव सो मेनी ईयर्स एट द एज ऑफ 12, 13, 14 दे वेर ऑल्सो मैरिड सम ऑफ देम हैज सन्स ऑल्सो सम वेर कुमारी कुमारी मीन्स अनमैरिड बट वेन कृष्ण played on flute on Purnima, the father and mother of Kumari, unmarried lady, and brothers took in hand danda and told that you cannot go. If you go, we'll beat you, give a lesson to you. And they put them in the room and locked. And the ladies who had Purbara,
और गुरुदेव ने भी संभ भाव एंड हियर ही हैज कोटेड टोल फ्रॉम भक्ति संदर्भ चतुर्विधाशी भगवत प्रसाद वी शुड ऑफर गुरुदेव वनली चतुर्विधाशी भगवत प्रसाद not on offered. We should not give Tulsi in his feet, but we can give Tulsi on his head or in his hand, so that he may give this Tulsi to the Krishna feet and to the hands of Srimati Radhika to worship Krishna. We should not give Tulsi in the feet of Gurudev, but in the other hand, that offerings, prasadam, should be at first given to Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Tulsi, and with Tulsi we should give it to Gurudev. This is Siddhanta. Someone tell that we should give unoffered Mahaprasadam to Gurudev. He will offer. But it is Vaidhi Bhakti, not Radha. So we should offer it, making our mind remembering that Guruji is standing there and Guru is feeding Krishna. But Tulsi should be given to that Mahaprasadam. And then Krishna takes, then Srimati Radhika takes, and all other Sakhi takes. In Bhakti Vinod Thakur prayer, we see that Yura Dhanishta Anita, Jasoda Agya Paiya, Dhanishta Anita, Sri Krishna Prasad Radha Bhunje Haya Prita. You understand this? You pray, you sing this song? When we offer Mahaprasadam to Krishna, Bhaja Bhakata Vatsa, in this Kirtan, he has told at last that when Krishna took his prasadam, Naivedyam, Jasoda and Rohini giving Krishna and Radhika preparing and seeing and watching Krishna taking all these things. When it was over, these two servants brought pan and all things for Krishna, and Krishna went for Vishram for a moment. Then Yashoda ordered Dhanishta that Radhika does not take anything if Krishna is not, Krishna has not taken anything, and his remaining things she only takes.
Remnants.
So he orders Dhanishta that take and go to Srimati Radhika, who is waiting there near cooking room with Lalita, Vishakha and all of this. Dhanishta takes the remnants of Krishna and gives it in the hands of Srimati Radhika. Sri Radhika at once gives it in the hands of Lalita, and Lalita distributes it. She gives in to Radhika, Vishakha, Manjari and all, and our Gurudev also standing in them. She also gives to our Gurudev also. And then to Gopiswar and all others, and to all Jivas she gives. So in this manner, Mahaprasad we should give Gurudev. Someone directly give this thing to Gurudev, but Gurudev rejects this. She takes the remnants of Krishna. So Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should be done aarti of them, and that thing be given to Gurudev also. So we should do archana of Gurudev first, but give prasad to Gurudev, not
giving prasad to offer Krishna at first.
Then we should. But we should do archana of Gurudev first. So he is telling that his Jadunandan Acharya is his Gurudev. Incense, when he was incense, and he has helped me in various ways. He has given the bij means
seed
to love Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna, and he has also given watered it also by his Harikatha. So he is very priya to Yadunandan Acharya. Swayam Atula Kripa Amritam. Swayam, he has himself. Atul means no comparison. His mercy is so that we cannot comparison. I cannot comparison with anyone. And that mercy he has always watered me to increase the love of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Abhishekam. Mama Kritavan, he has done kripa to me. Mama Kritavan, he has done mercy. Kritavan means mercy, and done mercy. Tamaham to that Jadunandan Acharya, who is Guru, I prapadde. Prapadde means I. Saranagat means that I surrender. Yadapi amar guru chaitanya radas tathapi janiyami tahar prakash. Yadapi amar guru chaitanya radas. I know that my guru is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu servant. Yet I know that my Gurudev is manifestations of Krishna Achaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sakshat Haritena Samastha Shastra Ruktastatha Bhavyate Eva Sadhi Kintu Prabhuroyo Priya Eva Tasya Bande Guroshi Charanar. Ji Goswami has written that Mahadev and Shankar and Guru are abhinna to Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here abhinna means only priyatvena. Understand? That he is very much near and dear to Krishna. And he is unparalleled servant of Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So abhinna means he is not beside Krishna, only asra. By love, by serving, he has been told manifestation of Krishna. He also tells that by serving Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can have everything. Why to serve Gurudev? But here he is telling that Gurudev is Kripa of Krishna. Without mercy, we cannot do anything. So Gurudev is mercy of Ghana Ghanattam. Ghana Ghanattam means solid. Solid kripa, thick kripa, mercy of Krishna. So without Krishna mercy, how he can get Krishna? So we should serve certainly our Gurudev. Siksha Guru. Or any person who encourages, he gives help in proceeding Krishna. And fifth. Agarabhagya. Yes, it is the alp-alp. Alp-alp means little and little.
One flower, two flowers.
Four flowers, I think. You are lucky to have that fragrance.
We are lucky to have you.
Will you take prasadam here? Or you have some...
We have made some arrangement and he has to teach also. But if you say another thing...
He can have to go.
Any news from Bombay? No.
Nothing, but when you call today, you can actually
if no need, no need of going, it may be like so?
No, I think you'll have to go.
No, it may be.
Is it? No. Because of Shadadana?
Shadadana will not come?
We have to get Boris to
reach.
There is some other case being fought in Calcutta between us and that eminent. So that case was doing something.
If it is changed, then this is like